This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 22nd June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the evening settles in, Israel experiences a warm night across its major cities. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures, while Tel Aviv feels a gentle breeze from the Mediterranean. In Haifa, the night air remains calm and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel's security cannot hinge on unfinished U.S.-Iran diplomacy, as a Hezbollah attack killing four IDF soldiers highlights the limits of the emerging U.S.-Iran understanding. That's from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also, the first round of U.S.-Iran talks concluded with an agreement on a deconfliction cell for Lebanon, according to JNS, earlier this hour. Also this hour, the talks ended with a 60-day roadmap toward a final deal as technical teams continue in Switzerland, Ynet reports. Separately, Israel considers limited Lebanon withdrawals ahead of Washington talks. That story comes from I-24 News, just in. And finally, an explosion at the Qatar gas export terminal leaves dozens injured and 18 missing, following a blast during work to restart production. Times of Israel reported this earlier today. From X, the latest. Open source analyst OSINT 613 reports just minutes ago that Tehran is celebrating the outcome of the U.S.-Iran talks, with officials claiming Iran has become part of the security system in Lebanon. Memory shared that South Lebanon activist Mahmoud Shoaib demands a ceasefire at any cost, saying women and children evacuated, but men stayed to protect homes from Hezbollah, not Israel. This post came 18 minutes ago. I24N, EWS English notes, Iran's delegation left Switzerland for Tehran after 18 hours of talks with the U.S. and mediators. This was reported 22 minutes ago. Let's go deeper, starting with the Hezbollah attack that resulted in the deaths of four IDF soldiers. The Jerusalem Post reported that this incident underscores the fragility of relying solely on diplomatic talks between the U.S. and Iran. The attack raises significant security concerns for Israel, which continues to face threats despite ongoing negotiations. The situation stresses the need for immediate and tangible security measures. Turning to the U.S.-Iran talks, which concluded earlier today, JNS notes that both parties agreed on establishing a deconfliction cell for Lebanon. This agreement aims to reduce military tensions in the region and set the stage for a broader understanding. The roadmap for a final deal within 60 days suggests a cautious but hopeful step forward in stabilizing regional dynamics. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Israel's consideration of limited withdrawals from Lebanon. This comes as a preparatory measure ahead of upcoming talks in Washington. The decision reflects Israel's strategic recalibrations in response to evolving diplomatic landscapes. Such moves could influence ongoing negotiations and regional security arrangements. And finally, in a separate but significant development, an explosion at Qatar's Ras Laffan LNG plant has led to dozens of injuries and 18 missing workers, according to the Times of Israel. The incident, which occurred during efforts to restart production, underscores the continued risks and instability in the energy sector following the Iran war. The impact on global gas supplies could be significant if production delays persist. In financial news, first, Walla Business reports a dramatic discussion in the Tel Aviv District Court over a petition to enforce a municipal bylaw that could result in the closure of Big Gilaylot on Shabbat. Separately, Israeli researchers at Technion have developed an AI method that significantly speeds up breast cancer MRI scans. This innovative approach combines deep learning with mathematical modeling, as reported by CTEC. And finally, Surf AI CEO Yair Grindlinger warns of a strategic blind spot in Western AI regulation, as highlighted by Ynet Business. He argues that current restrictions may weaken enterprise defenders and drive users towards foreign open systems. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.